Welcome to another podcast episode of Transformation Tips, a regular podcast with Dr. Delbert Baker. Dr. Baker is a pastor, teacher, and the Vice Chancellor of the Adventist University of Africa. This episode is entitled Resist the Python Spirit, written by Dr. Baker and narrated by Greg Scott. The resurgence of demonic activity has taken a new turn. A woman in England recently claimed to have a relationship with a ghost. She says she has gone on a hike with him. Now she loves him and wants to marry him. Preposterous? Perhaps. Nevertheless, Bristol resident Amethyst Realm says it's real and she wants to go through with the marriage. The absurdity of this incident is undeniable, but the pervasiveness of convorting with demonic influences isn't. Demonic activity started in the Garden of Eden, emerged in the post-flood period, and had a consistent presence throughout the Old Testament. Devilish activity assumed a new intensity during the time of Christ and the early church. Demonic activity continues today. In 1 Timothy 4:1, it says the Spirit clearly says that in the latter times, some will abandon their faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. The Apostle Paul encountered demonic power on his second missionary journey when he was confronted with a demon-possessed woman. She was doubly enslaved to her human master and to a demon master. The original language conveys that she had a python spirit, a spirit of divination. It had its origins in Greek mythology. A python spirit guarded the Delphic oracle. The python and the snake in general symbolized the varied techniques and activities of evil spirits. This woman persistently followed Paul and his team, claiming to support their gospel message while simultaneously bringing attention to herself. The two helpful truths emerge. First, when God's work progresses, it will be countered by satanic resistance. Though demonic activity may take various forms, it is evident in every habitable corner of the world. Second, this evil spirit continues today but takes different forms as when the devil uses people, especially professed believers, to impersonate those who apparently believe and support the gospel and its truth, but are actually agents of unrighteousness through their allegiances, practices, or influences. They can be aware of their hypocrisy, or they may be deceived and unconscious that they are being used as mediums for darkness. Today's Python agents, in or out of the church, often assume a benign and supportive posture. Ellen White wrote, "Satan has many in his employ, but is most successful when he can use professed Christians for his satanic work, and the greater their influence, the more elevated their position, the more knowledge they profess of God and his service, the more successfully he can use them." But the divine solution for lurking pythons is not complicated. Three suggestions. Number one, we need light and power to resist this demonic foe, and the Bible gives us that power. So study the Bible consistently. Number two, submit to Jesus in everything and claim the power of God. God is greater than Satan. Number three, put on the spiritual armor, all of it, every day, through prayer, either alone or with others, combined with your will, stand until Jesus comes, or until you die standing. Transformation Tips is a regular podcast with Dr. Delbert Baker. He shares information and tips on how to be transformed by the Holy Spirit to reflect the character of Christ. I invite you to subscribe to this and other podcasts by going to araudio.org. That's araudio.org. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and other social media at Adventist Review. Until next time, keep your eyes focused on Jesus and be transformed by His Spirit.